From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast from Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us as we turn again to the book of Romans chapter 12 and the opening verses. We're continuing our study of the subject, A Yielded Life, the Christian's Response to the Gospel. Today we conclude our second week on this general subject, coming to the end of the point that we have been stressing all week, and that is that the gospel demands that we yield ourselves in separation from the world. That's the message we'll be pursuing today, but before we do so, we have our daily devotional Bible study and then some good gospel music. Our daily devotional Bible study is on the subject of the complete woman. Judges 4 verse 4 speaks of Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Labadoth. She judged Israel. Unlike many people, Deborah lived up to her name. Deborah means bee, and it would be difficult to find anyone more deserving of the name than Israel's only female judge. Deborah was as busy as her name suggests. She was a wife and a mother. She was a prophetess and a judge. She was practically co-captain of the army, for Barak would not go forth into battle without her presence. She did enough work for half a dozen people, and obviously she did it all well. Remember Deborah the next time you're tempted to complain of having too much to do. Deborah made her busyness the means of spreading spiritual sweetness. She was faithful to the Lord as a prophetess. She was a woman of the Word. The Word of God governed her life. Consequently, when she judged the affairs of the people, she applied the light of the Word to those people and their problems. Nor did she spread her sweetness only in public view. She brought it into her own home. Her role as a wife and mother allowed her to give to her loved ones what she had received from the word of the Lord. Here's a model for every wife and every mother, indeed for every Christian, male or female. Don't let the busy schedule of life crush your spirit and cause you to lose the blessing and the joy you should daily derive from God's word. Rather, let your daily fellowship with the Lord so nourish your own soul that you will then spread the sweetness to your home, to your loved ones. Enjoying Christ is the key to being the person you long to be in the home. Such a woman cannot be hid. Her influence will soon go forth beyond her own home. Deborah affected a nation. So has many another godly woman. Do not set your sights on being great. Aim rather to be godly, and let the Lord make as great a use of your godliness as He wills. And our thought for the day, be as busy as a bee, but never a busybody.
I've often said that it's our pleasure to come to you with Let the Bible Speak, and we really mean that. We're very grateful for the ministry of this radio station and its carrying our program to you. Now, regular Let the Bible Speak listeners will know that we never use the airwaves to ask for funds for our ministry. We never have in all the 33 years of our international radio work. However, I'm sure that this radio station would be glad to receive any support that you may wish to send as a thank you for their bringing the program to you. So let me encourage you to give the station your support, both prayerfully and financially, and remember to thank them for letting you hear Let the Bible Speak day by day. Now here at the ministry, we're always happy to hear from our listeners and to bring any spiritual help or encouragement that we can to you. So if you'd like some helpful gospel literature, our quarterly magazine, or tape or CD copies of our broadcast, we would invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is ltbs@freepres, that is FREEPRES, ltbs@freepres.org. And if you'd like to call us toll-free, our telephone number is 866-877-LTBS, 866-877-5827. We look forward to hearing from you. It's time for us to return to Romans chapter 12 to go a little further into the subject, a yielded life, the Christian's response to the gospel. As I said at the top of the program, today we conclude our brief treatment of the truth that the gospel demands that we yield ourselves to God in separation from the world. We have been dealing with what Paul calls the renewing of our minds, and we now pick up the message at the point where I'm emphasizing that likeness to the world ruins a believer's usefulness and likeness to Christ is the secret of a fruitful Christian life. So now, let's turn again to Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
The more like the world you get, the more impotent you become as a force to change the world for God. But the more like Christ you become, the more transformed your mind, the more non-conformist you are, not just to be quirky and strange, but in reality, the more non-conformist you are to the thinking of this present evil world, the more powerful you will be for God. How do I know that? Because it says that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Notice the repetition of an important word here. Verse 1, a living sacrifice, holy and what? Acceptable. Verse 2, the will of God is good and what? Acceptable. Same word in English, same word in Greek. And what Paul is saying is, when our thinking is right, there's only one good and acceptable and perfect thing in the world for us. There's only one thing will satisfy us. What is it? It's the will of God. When our lives are acceptable, the word means well-pleasing to God, then the will of God will be acceptable and well-pleasing to us. Now let me put it to you very simply, that the man who's living his life in the center of the good and perfect will of God will be a man useful and usable and powerful in the cause of Jesus Christ. We're in the world for what purpose? Why are we here as Christians? I don't ask that in any vain philosophical way. Existential philosophers ask that question really to befuddle people. I'm not asking it in any such foolish way. I'm asking you to think of this. I am here, created by the hand of God, redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm here for a given time, and I'm here for a specific purpose. Why on earth am I here? What's the purpose of it all? And I would say to you, if you're a Christian, there's only one possible answer to that. Only one possible answer. That is to be conformed to the image of God's Son, that ye may know His good and acceptable and perfect will. If you have any other reason for existing, you've got the wrong reason. Is that harsh? You mothers, are you not here for your family? No, you're not. You're here for Christ. And as you're here for Christ, you'll be the best mother your family could ever have. Christ first. Christ the Alpha. Christ the Omega. And everything in between. That's why we are here. What should our response be to the gospel? We're making slow progress through this chapter. We'll get there ultimately. First, my response as a Christian must be a response to the gospel. Second, if it's a response to the gospel, I must yield myself in sacrifice to God. And second, I must yield myself in separation from the world. And it's only as we separate from the world that we can ever possibly hope to be holy unto God. Now let me bring it home to you as I do to myself. First of all, have you ever received the gospel? Have you ever received Christ offered in the gospel? Second, if you say, yes, I have, I am a Christian, let me ask you, are you living that gospel out in daily life? Is your life controlled by what you believe about Jesus Christ? Are you living a life of self-sacrifice to God? And second, are you living in separation from the world? Christians who are so bound up in this age that they are no use in getting men ready for the world that's to come are certainly, tragically, a great hindrance to God's work. Men and women, the call is the call to separate unto the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, you died for me. Here I am. I give my life a sacrifice to God, and I will live it, no matter what the cost may be, in separation from the world. I don't know where that will lead you. I never thought it would lead me to America. I don't know where it will lead you. I've mentioned before the book just out on our good brother Bill Woods, the missionary to Amazonas, Brazil. It led Bill Woods from Belfast to the jungles of the Amazon to treat lepers of their leprosy and to lead their souls to Christ. I don't know where it will lead you. It has led some Christians to prison. At this very time, in many parts of the world, there are many of God's people behind prison bars because of their reaction to the gospel. Again, I don't know where it will lead you, but I want to tell you, if you're a Christian today, it will lead you into the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. May God give us the willingness to be separated. You don't want to prolong this? Can I say to you, the greatest hindrance to Christians knowing the will of God for their lives is lack of separation. The real reason why young people do not hear the call of God to Christian service is worldliness, lack of separation. Give me a man that is separated unto God, and I will give you a man who knows the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. May God teach us this morning what it is to live, not only in sacrifice to Him, but in separation from the world. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all seek the Lord's face in prayer. Our heads bowed and our eyes closed, let me say to you just before I bring the meeting to its conclusion, there's no time like the present for dealing with the great issues of eternity. Man or woman or boy or girl, if you're here today without God and without Christ, there's no better time and place to seek the Lord. Receive Christ as Savior. If you're a Christian, God has spoken to you about your own conformity to the world and your lack of transforming grace, then there's no time like the present for seeking to get that right. The answer is still at the cross. If I can help you in the things of God, I'm here as your servant for Christ's sake. I invite you not to leave without Christ. invite you not to leave in a backslidden condition of heart and mind. Come, let's open the book of God together, and I'll be glad to help you to Christ. And if you're a young person, or indeed an older person, you're saved, and God has been speaking to you about Christian service. God has been dealing with you about this good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Again, I'll be happy to hear from you and pray with you and pray for you. Use the Scriptures as you seek the guidance and the grace of God in these important decisions of life. Father in heaven, bless thy word to every heart. Remember the unsaved and save them today. Oh, how we thank thee that God has set forth Christ evidently and clearly, has left us in no doubt as to who he is, the Son of God, the only Savior of sinners. He's pointed us to his work and left us in no doubt that this man offered one sacrifice for sins forever, and that he rose again the third day and ascended into heaven as our intercessor. Our Father and our God, we rejoice this morning that thou hast set forth Christ. O Lord, set him forth to the hearts and minds of unbelievers and bring them to Christ. And we pray that there will be a return in the life and mind, the thinking and feeling of every Christian here, a return to the purity of the gospel, a return to our first love for Christ, that, O Lord, we may learn what it is to live in sacrifice to God and in separation from the world. Hear our prayer. Part us with thy very richest blessing. Let the beauty of the Lord be upon us. Grant that thy grace, thy mercy, thy peace will be our abiding portion, now and evermore. Amen. You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairns saying, thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we Let the Bible Speak.